ever spend like hours on a video, upload it all excited, and then crickets. It's like it vanished into the internet void. Today, we're diving into how to escape that void, how to make videos that actually get noticed. You with me?
Well, yeah, it's a jungle out there, content-wise. I mean, it's crazy competitive.
No kidding. So we're digging into this text called Delivering Impactful and Memorable Content, and they're straight up, like point blank, the biggest problem is just the sheer volume of video content. It's like trying to stand out in a Times Square flash mob, you know?
Right, and it's not just about your ego, right? Mm. Like when your video tanks, that's real missed opportunities, connections you could be making, building your brand, even sales.
Oh, absolutely. Like a poorly made video, that reflects on you. Like showing up to a wedding in sweatpants, not a good look.
No, not at all.
But how do we escape this content black hole? This text, they say it's all about creating high impact video. And I don't know about you, but that sounds a little, I don't know, intense, intimidating even.
It doesn't have to be though. See, they actually emphasize high impact doesn't mean you got to go out and drop a ton of money on the newest camera, the fancy gear.
You.
Yeah, it's more, you know, think of it like a good recipe. You need good quality ingredients and you got to know how to use them.
Okay, I like where you're going with this. So what are our key ingredients then for video success?
They break it down into two main things, two main pillars. Mm. Creative storytelling, so that's always important, right?
Right.
But also the strategic use of technology.
Okay, storytelling, yeah, oldest trick in the book for sure. But this tech part, how do we make sure our tech is like working for us, not just adding, you know, bells and whistles?
Well, that's where it actually gets kind of fun. They get into specifics, like using cinematic techniques.
Okay, cinematic techniques. So I'm not Spielberg. What does that actually look like in, like, a regular video?
Okay, so think about a movie that really sucked you in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like an action thriller.
Yeah, yeah.
They probably use things like dynamic camera angles.
Yeah.
Like those low shots that make the hero look super dramatic.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or those quick cuts to make it really intense and exciting.
Oh, okay, okay.
You see what I mean?
So instead of just, like, point and shoot, we need to think about what each shot is saying, right?
Oh, exactly.
What else makes a video stand out then?
They were also really big on the importance of high quality visuals and sound.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah, they even suggested investing in things like 4K video and good lighting. Think about it, like you wouldn't listen to a podcast with terrible sound, right?
True, a good microphone goes a long way. But 4K, what's the big deal with that?
Okay, imagine you're watching the nature documentary. You can see every single detail, like super crisp and clear. The texture on a bird's feathers, the light coming through the leaves.
Oh, wow.
That's the power of 4K. It just, like, pulls your viewers right in.
Okay, so we've got the visuals, we've got the audio. What else is on the menu?
All right, well, next up we've got visual effects and motion graphics.
Ooh, getting fancy.
A little bit, yeah. But think subtle animations, those smooth transitions, you don't even notice them. Like in those big movies, they're just seamless.
Right. You don't want to be that PowerPoint person.
Exactly.
Keep it classy. So we're upping our visual game. But it's more than just looking flashy, right?
You got it. You have to align those visuals with your brand, with what you're all about.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, think about choosing the right outfit for a job interview.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make a good impression, but it's got to be authentically you.
So it's about that balance, right? Creativity meets strategy and making sure the tech choices, those are intentional. They're working with our brand. But honestly, this is starting to sound like a lot to handle, especially for those of us who aren't, you know, professional video editors.
Oh, for sure. And it's easy to feel overwhelmed. Like, where do I even start?
Yeah.
But remember we were talking about the recipe, right? High impact video.
Yeah, the recipe.
You don't have to be some master chef knowing every single technique to make something delicious. Just start with the basics.
Okay, I like that. So instead of me trying to be like a one-person video production studio overnight.
Right.
What's a more manageable approach? Like, where do we start?
Well, they really emphasize this idea of tailoring your video to both the platform you're using and to your audience. So who you're trying to reach.
Oh, okay.
Makes sense, right? Like a video showing off a delicious recipe, that's going to look totally different on TikTok versus like a cooking blog, you know?
Totally. Fast cuts and music on TikTok, something a little more chill, informative on the blog.
Exactly. And apply that same thinking to these high impact techniques, right?
Right.
Yeah. Instead of trying to cram it all in,
right.
Why not pick one or two techniques to really focus on?
So instead of me freaking out about 4K and cinematic angles and motion graphics, I could just like nail the lighting and the sound first.
Exactly. Or you master one cinematic technique, like those leading lines we talked about. They can really draw the viewer's eye.
Small steps, big impact. I like it.
There you go.
This is a relief, honestly. Start small, quality over quantity. But for the folks out there who are ready to go all in, who've got the budget and they're like, take my money, I want amazing videos. What's their next move?
Well, this piece is actually from a company, Latin Flash.
Okay.
And they actually do all this stuff. They offer these high-end video production services.
Wow. So they're like the Michelin star chefs of the video world.
Exactly. You got it. They handle everything from like the initial concept to delivering that final product.
Interesting. So if I'm thinking, okay, I need some help bringing my vision to life, I want it to be top-notch, top quality, Latin Flash could be an option.
Yeah. And they highlighted their collaborative approach too, which is really important. They actually work with you.
Okay, good. Because handing over your creative baby can be a little scary.
Oh, for sure. But you're not just some number to them. They really collaborate.
Okay. What else did they say about their approach? Anything else stand out?
Well, they've really emphasized having both creative and technical expertise.
Makes sense. You need both, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So they've got the cutting edge equipment, the tech stuff, but they also get the storytelling part and how to bring out emotion in a video. They even have dedicated sound engineers. I mean,
wow. So they're not just about making things look pretty. They're thinking about the whole experience.
The whole package. They even mention how they work with clients to adjust those videos for different platforms.
Oh, interesting.
So you might have a shorter, punchier version for social media, but then a longer, more detailed one for your website.
Okay, covering all the bases. It's got to be pricey though, right? Who are they the right fit for? Like, what kind of budget are we talking?
Yeah, I'm sure it depends on the project, but it sounds like they work with a range of clients, from small businesses all the way up to bigger companies.
Okay, so maybe different packages, options, depending on what you need.
I would imagine so, yeah. You wouldn't expect to hire a professional photographer for the price of a quick selfie.
Huh. Drew that. So for our listeners who are like, Latin Flash, interesting. What's the best way to learn more? See if it's a good fit for them.
Well, they did mention their website, which makes sense.
Of course, yeah.
It's a good starting point. You can see their portfolio, get a feel for how they work, and I bet they have contact info there if you want to reach out directly.
So even if I'm not ready to hire a whole production company,
right,
it might still be worth a conversation just to chat with the experts.
Exactly. Sometimes just that outside perspective, bouncing ideas around, It can be so valuable. Like getting feedback from, I don't know, a mentor or a friend you really trust.
That's a great point. You know, we've been talking a lot about how to make impactful videos, all the tech stuff, the creative process. But I think it's good to take a step back and remember the WHY.
Yeah. Why are we even doing this?
Exactly. Why are we putting all this time and effort into video in the first place? Because it's more than just views and likes, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's easy to get caught up in that stuff. But really, video, it's this powerful tool for connecting with your audience in a real way.
It's like we always say, right? It's not about the gear. It's about the story you tell with the gear.
100%. And this text, they actually take it a step further. They're not just talking about making videos that people watch. They want them to be memorable.
Okay, now that's interesting because anyone can make a flashy video, right? But something that really sticks with you days, even weeks later, that's the dream. So what's their secret?
Well, it's not like they give you a magic formula or anything.
Yeah.
But they keep coming back to this idea of emotional connection.
Okay, I'm listening. Emotional connection, how do we bake feelings into our videos? Is that like an art?
What?
Or is it a science?
Honestly, it's kind of both. Think about like the most memorable videos you've ever seen, the ones you've shared, the ones that still pop into your head sometimes. What do those have in common?
Now that you mention it, the ones that stick with me, they always made me feel something. Maybe I laughed out loud. Maybe it was a story that really got to me.
There you go. See, even with all the technology in the world, this text, they argue the most memorable videos, they tap into something, you know, human.
So it's not just about showing off your product or explaining your service. You got to find that emotional core, let it shine through. But how? How do we actually do that?
Well, they gave some concrete examples. Remember, we were talking about those cinematic techniques.
Yeah. The dramatic angles, quick cuts, all that.
Right. But those are just tools. It's how you use them. Like they gave this example, a slow motion shot, right?
Yeah.
Imagine you're watching a video about, say, a wood carver.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's a close up slow motion on their hands as they're making this really delicate cut. Suddenly, it's not just woodworking. You're seeing the artistry, the care.
Okay, stop. I'm getting chills just thinking about it.
Right.
So you're using those techniques to make the viewer feel something specific.
Okay.
What else? What else can we do?
Music. Don't forget the music. Think about how a movie soundtrack can totally change the mood of a scene.
Oh my gosh, yes. I actually teared up at a car commercial once because the music was so good. It's crazy.
It's powerful stuff. So yeah, the right track, it can really make a difference, enhance the mood, the impact.
This is making me want to go back and add like a Hans Zimmer score to all my old videos.
Yeah.
But seriously, we treat music like an afterthought, and it sounds like that's a big mistake.
It can be, for sure. And last but not least, never underestimate a good story.
Even if it's like a 30-second video for social media.
Especially then.
Yeah.
You still need that hook, right? Grab their attention, a little conflict, something to keep them watching, and some kind of resolution. And it all has to fit your audience, what they care about.
So it really all comes back to what we've been saying.
Yeah.
High quality production, yeah. Creative storytelling, definitely. Knowing your audience, huge. But the cherry on top, the thing that really makes it sing, it's that emotional connection.
Beautifully put. And they really emphasize that. We're in this world, right, just bombarded with videos constantly. But the ones that really get to us, that make us think, that make us feel something, those are the ones we remember.
It's true. This whole conversation has been so eye-opening. We've gone from the nitty-gritty of 4K resolution and all those techniques all the way to, like, the deep emotional impact that a good video can have. Wild.
It's a good reminder, right? That video, it's more than just marketing, more than just views. It's a way to tell stories, to connect with people. It can even be art.
I love that. And I think that's a perfect note to end on, actually. We talked about what makes a video stand out, but the real magic is when it stays with the viewer, even after it's over. What makes a video truly unforgettable? That's something to think about.
It really is. Until next time, keep creating, keep experimenting and exploring everything video has to offer.
And we'll be here to dive deep into it all with you. See you next time.